What we're saying here is in Rashi, to answer the kasha in Rashi, that why is it that that if the chadashos are more expensive, so the halacha is you can't, even though the chadashos are more expensive, you can't give them the chadashos, because the chadashos are only more expensive because there are people that want to age them. Okay, but the yeshanos, you can switch. You can, if he buys chadashos, so the yeshanos, you can switch in yeshanos. But isn't that a contradiction? Maybe the guy is the guy that wants to age them. So that's why the other yeshanim will argue on Rashi. But we said the other yeshanim learn it's halacha in Gneivas Das. So therefore, they learn that it doesn't matter which way you go, because he has whatever he has in mind, and whatever he stipulated, it's going to be Gneivas Das vis-a-vis what he wants to do. But Rashi's learning it's halacha and value. It's that until now, the Gemara is speaking in terms of what value is in terms of the general market conditions. But now the Mishnah is telling you a new halacha, that there's another kind of value which is not totally in market conditions. And that explains why the chadashos are more expensive. Because the chadashos are more expensive in this case because there are extreme market conditions. Namely, what are the extreme, that the chadashos happen to be, for some reason, very scarce in this market today. So since they're scarce and they're low in supply, and there are people that like to age, so the market price will go up. So Rashi says, "Mipnei she'ilu mipnei sharmos liyashin." Rashi says, "Mipnei she'ilu d'meim shel chadashos eino mipnei she'hein tavos kishanos." Ela she'adam rosh liyashin. That's a quirky thing, because since the only advantage is that for a person that wants to be miyashin, which is not the usual, but in this case, since it's extreme market conditions, it's going to be worth more. So that would be cheating if you gave him the higher value, even though it's higher in terms of the market price today. It still would be cheating him, because you go by the general value of the market. And the general value of the market is that the yeshanos are more expensive. So that's why you could mix in yeshanos if he stipulated chadashos, and you're not cheating them in price, because yeshanos generally are better. So that's no problem. But vice versa you can't do, because that price is totally on the extreme market conditions. So the machlokes between Rashi and between the Rambam and the Rif, is it halacha in what? In Gneivas Das, or is it halacha in Shabbos? That's Rashi's learning. It's halacha in Shabbos, just like all the Mishnah. Rashi explains one thing. Why is it over here that that there's a separate class of value, a separate class of Gneivas Das and Dine Mamonos? See, we were left with that problem in the Rambam yesterday. We tried to explain it a little bit. But according to Rashi, that's no problem, because there's a different concept in value.
Right.
Okay.
The principle according to Rashi is you're always allowed to substitute in a more valuable object, right? And he's just saying the way you determine a more valuable object is by the general
market conditions.
Right. And just because this over here is more expensive, it doesn't let you substitute it to this guy.
That's right.
Even I'm getting a better object. You're not getting a better object. It's worse.
Right.
It costs more today, doesn't matter.
Right.
He's not buying for that reason.
Right.
And the other way is you're giving him something better.
Right.
Even though he wants...
I don't care what he wants. It's a matter of onoa. It's a matter of onoa.
It's a matter of onoa. You don't care what he wants.
Are you cheating him? No.
But you can't go the other. You can go the other way either, right?
In other words, it's not going to have his das. It doesn't matter what he wants. You're giving him a higher, a better product. So you certainly can't be hiving off of that. Let him sell it and let him get what he wants. I mean, it's total value.
You can't do the other way either, right? If the chadashos are more expensive.
What's that?
If the chadashos are more expensive.
If the chadash is
more expensive. Yeah, let's say the case of the chadash is more expensive. So you can't give him the yeshanas, right?
No, it's real. Better.
No, that's guessing.
That's guessing.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
no, you're right. No, you definitely need it to be the value. You're giving him higher price
right.
also.
Right.
Else you just...
You can't rip him off on a price.
Yeah. The day when there's chadash, no chadashos, you sell him chadashos. It's good business. Yeah, it still bothers me though, is why when the guy does buy chadashos, you're saying I'm giving him something that's objectively better, but he doesn't want that. Now he's going to have to go sell them and buy something else.
That's a question you can never ask. But you gave him a higher value. Like, let's say, for instance, a guy wanted to buy gold from you. So you gave him 24 carat instead of 18 carat. So 24 carat is worth more.
If you can't give him platinum.
No, I'm not saying platinum. I'm saying gold.
Right.
He might not want platinum. But if the gold...
But he needs 18 carat.
He might want new ones.
Yeah, he may need 18 carat to work with.
Yeah, right. Okay, good.
Right, but the fact is, he can't say you want to honor him.
If you're doing something wrong, I mean...
That's
it's not a way to run a business.
It's not on law.
I know. I know, but why isn't it something else? Why isn't it something else?
You mean Gnevis Das?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Gnevis Das.
That's the question. Rashi not lying, Gnevis
Das. I know.
That's a good question.
Right.
You have a legitimate question. Right. You could ask Rashi. Why is it that way? But I'm trying to define what Rashi's saying.
Why is it different than if you give him platinum?
Because platinum exists as a different chesed.
That's like Yishanas, the Hadash is the Hadash, so Yishanas, right? Or it's a different chesed.
Look, he buys chadash to give mishanos. You don't say. You're saying it's not tzelachim tzor. It's just not
right.
Right. But this is considered not a mekach
taos.
Right. I guess that's the point. The premise of the question is almost assuming like the two different chadash and mishanos are like two different entities because they have two different functions, or whatever.
But Rashi apparently holds that even if he wants the 18 carat because it's better to work with,
right.
Well, you gave him 24 carat.
Right.
So the thing is, let him sell the 24
yeah,
carat.
What's he complaining about?
What's he complaining about?
It's a tircha, though.
It's tircha. Right. It's not what he wanted.
He got the better deal. But they learn as Nevis Das. Rashi would learn it. Rashi would learn that it weren't, if it were real value, then they let him sell it. He got a better deal. Can't complain and get a better deal.
Yeah, can you say because you don't benefit is why it's not gonna give us das? Like you're not gaining, what are you gaining from him? You're giving him a better object. You don't gain anything from this case.
Are you really giving him a worse object?
No, he bought chadashos, and you're giving him mishanos.
You gave him a better object.
Yeah, so what, you're not really stealing. What are you gaining? Like maybe if you're in order to have Geneva, like you have to benefit. He owes you a favor. He some this, you know. But there's no. What are you gaining over here by doing this?
You mean Geneva's das?
Yeah, maybe he owes Geneva's das only if you benefit. With advantage to the person, like what?
Right. I hear
what are you stealing? You're not stealing anything. You're just losing money. You're giving him a gift. I mean, how you?
Right. Okay, that's all I came for today.